Thanks.
Welcome to Life Planning 101, brought to you by Kennedy Financial Services of Eastland. Tune in every Monday morning at 8:30 on KATX and again on Saturday morning at 9 on KATX and KWBY as Angela Robinson joins Terry Slavens to share important financial information to help you live life on purpose. Insurance, investments, estate and tax planning, and much more. All covered now on Life Planning 101.
And welcome in Life Planning 101 on KATX, KWBY. We welcome in, as usual, Angela Kennedy Robinson. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning.
And what a good morning. Monday, so we have a ritual around here. We just get right after it.
That's right. We don't sugarcoat anything. And today's topic is, do you fear running out of money more than you fear death? Deep topic.
deep topic.
Actually, this comes from a Twitter poll. And as you know, this is our last week of longevity awareness. And we had an alarming Twitter poll a few weeks ago. And by the way, we are looking, this should tell you, that 100% of our respondents said that they were afraid of running out of money. 100% of them.
Wow.
Now, you know, normally that's like, oh my gosh. But the truth is, if you actually look across, like Google it, you know, what's the number one concern for retirees? And any statistic you pull up out there says the fear of running out of money. So with this being such a big topic and a big fear, I thought we would talk about it in detail today, because apparently something needs to be talked about, right? Because really, it's horrible. I mean, if you think about it, your retirement is 20 to 40 years, right? So spending 20 to 40 years worrying and in fear, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, no fun at all.
No fun.
You can't enjoy your retirement that you work so hard for.
No, you can't. And, you know, it's no wonder. So that's what I want to get rid of. I want to address all that and help people just move on from here, because this is just silly. And, you know, to add pain to this, some people fear before they retire. And, you know, I think I told the story when we were doing the longevity risk about a gentleman that he had went through one of our planning seminars that we used to do through Hardin Simmons University. And at that time, it was a four-night seminar, and went through all the educational pieces of it and really, really wanted to retire. He was a doctor, and he was 70 years old, and he was tired, being sick and tired of being sick and tired, and he was tired. And he went through the seminar, brought us everything, said, I want to go through a plan and I want to see where I'm at. I want to see if I can retire, because I don't think I can do this much longer. And he not only could have retired, he could have retired probably 10 years before he thought he could have. And when we showed up at his office, the second time we went there to meet him, we didn't even know it was him, because he was in the waiting room in his flip-flops and had his had his Hawaiian shirt on. You know, he was in full swing retirement mode. But the sad part was a week later, he had had a stroke.
Oh.
All that stress, and who's to say maybe it wasn't the stress, but we all know that it's a contributory factor in our health, a big one.
Combination of stressing about, do I have enough money to retire, and a doctor's a high-stress job.
That's exactly right. And the sad truth was, is did he need it? And could he have actually enjoyed 10 years of retirement?
Right.
And that stroke after that, he was never the same. He ended up having another stroke within about 3 months, and he passed. And so he left a widow behind, and all that due to worry, right?
Right.
And so, you know, I often wonder with people is when, you know, people ask all the time, when do I need to start planning? As soon as possible. And I'll give you an example. I'm actually worked on a financial plan. I told this couple, I said, I'm so proud of them. They're 40 years old in our office doing their planning. I was like, wow. You know, this never happens. Usually we work with 55-year-olds and 60-year-olds and 65-year-olds right when it's time to retire. And by then, you have little to no wiggle room to make anything happen. But at 40, you have so much wiggle room to make something happen. So there's really, there's never too early to start your planning and to really know which direction you're going. But, you know, today, you know, where people are at with retirement is we want our cake and we want to eat it too. don't
right.
we?
Yes.
We all want zero risk and make an 8% return on our money and not run out of money ever. And we want to be able to live the lifestyle that we want to live. We don't want to slow down when we retire. In fact, we're probably going to get busier because every day is Saturday, right? And then you have grandkids you want to spoil rotten, and you want to make sure that if you end up needing health care down the road, you're doing it in your home. You're not in a facility whatsoever. You want that cake and you want to eat it too. And, you know, I finally had an aha this week that this is why there are so many insurance salesmen and financial planners that are on radios, on TV shows all the time, and they're addressing one thing. They're addressing this fear. They're saying, we will guarantee you this. We will guarantee you that. You'll have a guaranteed income for life. You will never lose money in the stock market. You buy gold. It's the safest thing you can do, right?
Right.
We all hear this, but they're playing on your fear.
Yeah, exactly.
Your fear. So when we come back, we're actually going to go through these cure-all remedies. Are they really what is suitable to help you not run out of money in retirement? And what is suitable? We'll get there when we come back.
More Life Planning 101 coming up next on KTX KWBY. Life Planning 101 continues. We're talking about the fear of running out of money or death. Which do you fear more?
That's right. What a fun topic for a Monday morning, right? But it's serious. When we get a Twitter poll that 100% of people say, yes, they fear running out of money, then the Twitter poll this week is, do you have a plan in place so you don't run out of money? Yes or no? And the answer should be yes, but don't be afraid to say no. We want to know. But that's why we're here, is to talk about just that. And I want to start with these cure-all solutions, the ones that we hear, this medicine that's just magic and it's going to make everything better, right? We hear it on the radio stations, especially on the weekends. If you turn on AM radio, you hear them all over the place. Guaranteed for life. Do not run out of money. Do not lose a dime in the stock market. You know, we see it on advertisements, probably with your favorite family, familiar celebrity faces, and they make you feel safe, right?
Right.
Buy, what was it you were saying, buy silver now is one you recently heard, or buy gold now. And they feel like everything's going to be okay if you do that. But the truth is, there is nothing out there with zero risk. And if you remember what my brother always says, our CFA in the office, and he says, you get the return you deserve, right?
Right.
You can't take zero risk and get zero return. In fact, you can't take zero risk at all. By not taking any risk, you are taking risk. And people don't even realize that. You're probably taking more risk by not taking any risk. So let's just talk about some of these. Let's talk about CDs, cash, golds, bonds, guaranteed income for life from these annuities, income bucket strategies, just a safe withdrawal rate, 3% or 4%. Let's talk about all of them. So CDs and cash, all right? We've had radio shows just designed around this, and I encourage you, go back in our archives and look this up, ktxradio.com, kwbyradio.com. You can go on to iTunes or iHeartRadio and check us out with Kennedy Financial and just find them. We've talked about CDs quite a bit. You know, they pay an interest rate, but historically, they've never paid you an interest rate higher than inflation.
Exactly.
Think about that. So you're always losing money with a CD or cash. I mean,
even when CDs were 10% back in the 80s.
It was to combat an inflation of 15, right?
Exactly.
So you're always to the negative when it comes to CDs, but people think, oh, 10% and 10% CDs, that's great. That's wonderful, right? Well, it's great, except if you got 100,000 in there, you really only have 95,000 to start with if you're doing that.
Right.
Think about that. So, you know, it does have its risks. So don't be sitting there thinking, I don't have any risk because I'm burying my money in the backyard or I'm putting it in CDs. You do have a lot of risk, and you have a lot of inflationary pressure, especially right now. We see inflation being a huge part of these next 10 years, and you don't want to be a part of that. You can't outpace it in CDs or cash. What about gold? Gold is a fear tactic. Silver, it's a fear tactic. Any coin is a fear tactic. Think about things the way Warren Buffett does. I think this is a great way to always think about your investing. Don't ever invest in anything that you can't make sense. What do you use gold for?
just hoard it, I guess.
Cricket, right? Yes. Okay. Nothing, right? Jewelry. That's right. It. Silver, same thing.
Right.
What do we use it for? Now, do we use palladium? Do we use platinum? Do we use some other things? Yes, we do. So those have some use to them. Not
sometimes you get a gold tooth.
Right. You get a gold tooth, right? Okay. Copper, it's used in building. There's lots of things. But what do we use gold for? Unless our whole financial system were to fall. Think about that. The whole financial system were to fall. And then gold becomes valuable. And don't think that gold, just because you invest in it, it's safe. You know, we watched someone get locked into one of these fear tactics, buy gold, and then the next 2 weeks it went down 15% in value in 2 weeks, okay? It, like CDs and cash, if you look historically at the prices of gold and silver, they don't outpace inflation. Yes, is right. It's used during times of fear as a sales tactic. So be wary of that. You know, it's really, really important. Now, is that to say that you should never buy gold? No, you should never buy gold. I mean, when people are getting fearful, it's probably a good thing to be able to own that, take advantage of other people's fear. I hate to say it like that, but if you use it as an investment strategy, absolutely. But to use it to keep your money safe, absolutely not. That's not what it's intended for, and it doesn't work that way. What about bonds? People say, well, if I'm going to be retired for 30 years, I'll just buy a 30-year bond and I should be fine, right? Well, okay.
Sounds good.
It sounds good. So let's say if you found a really good 5% bond right now, which, by the way, would be awesome. But if you found a 5% 30-year bond right now, okay, and you put $1 million in that bond, that's $50,000 a year of income. That's right, right? Okay. Right. But that's also $50,000 a year of income in 10 years from now. That's $50,000 a year of income in 20 years from now.
20 years.
And $50,000 a year of income in 25 years from now. Think about 25 years ago. Think about what you live on today versus what you lived on 25 years ago. Could you live on the same amount?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. And what if you went and reinvested that bond at the end of that time, and now the best thing you could find was a 3% bond at reinvestment rate?
Right.
Okay. So there is risk. Don't ever think there's not risk. And people say, well, I'll ladder them, or I'll do this, or I do that, or I'll just sell them if it gets too bad. No, you won't sell them, because if interest rates go up, that means your bond price dropped.
Right.
So it means you have less value. So you're locking yourself into a situation that may not work. What about guaranteed income for life from an annuity? We hear this all the time on advertisements. Fixed indexed annuities are talked about all the time. Lose $0 in the stock market, you're guaranteed upside of the stock market, no downside of the stock market, income for life, all these things. Well, I'll tell you something about this, okay? We're independent as Kennedy Financial Services. We choose to be independent so we can go out there and find the best tool for an in particular client that we're working with. We don't always use one type of tool, and we've used these types of fixed indexed annuities before, but not on a regular basis.
There's no cookie cutter answer for, each person's situation is unique.
That is right.
Which is going to take unique strategies and planning to make it work for them.
That is exactly right. If you think about guaranteed income for life from an annuity, it's much like that bond. You're setting in an income today and not thinking about future inflation. And even if you do have a product that indexes up with your income, what if we go through a stagnatory time in the very beginning that hits it so hard that it can't recover? So when we do have high inflation, it can't not recover. And usually these have 10 to 15 year surrender charges. What if you have a family emergency? What if you find out that you're ill and you want to be able to travel the world for 2 years and you don't have the income to do it? There's some risks, and you have to think about those risks. Just like any other advertisement out there, we can go look for every single one of those products, vet them, do all of it. We do all of it. We don't do it. Do you hear me sitting up here talking about fixed indexed annuities, guaranteed income for life every week, or not losing a dime in the stock market? You know, the reason they do that is they're playing off of this fear you said you had when you tweeted and told us that you were worried about running out of money in retirement. Know that. Know they're playing off of your fear, because it's not necessarily what's best for your situation. When we come back, we're going to talk about some choices that you would have that help these cure-all strategies, and then what really does work. so that you know going into retirement what you can do and not have to spend 20 to 40 years worrying.
All right, we'll be back, and Angela will tell us all about that when we come back on Life Planning 101. Life Planning 101, final segment. Angela, take it away.
Yes, we're talking about the fear of running out of money in retirement. Be sure to tweet us at KFS Life Planning and answer if you have a plan in place to remove the fear of running out of money in retirement. Yes or no? Right before the break, we talked about all these eat our cake and have it too strategies, right? The no losses in the stock market annuities and the income for life annuities, the gold, the bonds strategies, all these different things. But when it boils down to it, you know, if you think if you went to a doctor, they may hand you blood pressure medication because you've got high blood pressure, right? But what else are they going to tell you?
Exercise, right. Change lifestyle, change your diet.
That's right. And they say, you know, this isn't going to fix everything, right? And that's the same way with your planning. There's all kinds of tools out there, but it's not going to fix everything. And the first thing you have to do is set yourself a realistic expectation for what your money will do for you in retirement. And how do you do that? You know, that's the biggest question of it all, right? Realizing yourself is probably the most important thing. We ask a question when we start working with someone. We say, what are the most important things in life to you? And of course, we get answers, and then we'll ask, what are the most important things about money to you? And if we don't get quite the answers, we'll ask, why are these important? And then we'll keep asking why until we get one single answer out of everybody we work with. This is something we all have in common. We want to take care of ourselves. We want to take care of our family. We want to take care of our spouse. We want to take care of our business. We want to take care of our loved ones. That's the most important thing about money to all of us.
Right.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. So if we planned around taking care of ourselves, that's what our real expectations should be. We tend to get greedy. We want everything we see, the flashy, the shiny, the everything, and we want to do this too, right? Take care of everything. But can you really do both? Is it possible? For some people, it may be. For most of us, it isn't, right? Yeah. And I think the biggest thing is that we have a saying, progress starts by telling the truth. And we have to tell the truth to who?
Ourselves.
First, right? And it's not always easy to tell yourself the truth. Sometimes we have to make decisions about what habits we have in our life, where we live. Is it real for us to own a $700,000 house when we're going to be retiring on $1 million a year? Is that a real expectation? Is it possible if we want to take care of the people that we love? The answer is no.
And take care of yourself in retirement.
That's right. The answer is absolutely no. So, you know, what are those decisions that you have to change about you? And sometimes it's not even about you. Sometimes the harder ones are about your family members, right? Do you have a kid you need to say no to? I think I just hit home, Terry. You know, we all have a question, though. Seriously. You know, oftentimes it's not us. It's the other person or spouse. Maybe you need to have that heart-to-heart conversation with your spouse and say, if we continue down this path, I love you, honey, but here's the situation. We work with a widow right now, and it breaks my heart. She is one of those that lives in a $700,000 house, and they had a $500,000 nest egg. That's it.
Right.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Ridiculous.
Okay. And he dies early. He's making $300,000 a year. He was sick for a long time, so he couldn't have any life insurance whatsoever. You know what she's doing? She's 75 years old, working part-time and just spending her money like it's going out of control. And I think honestly inside she's hoping she dies before she runs out of money. Isn't that sad?
That is sad.
It's very sad. But is that really what we wanted our money to accomplish? Absolutely not. But we think we have to have our cake, right? We think we have to eat it too.
Right.
When we don't, we need to start facing the truth, facing the reality of what is, and be okay with what is. Stop worrying about the Joneses, for heaven's sakes. Stop worrying about what you think your spouse might want. Because I guarantee you, she didn't want this life. And had she known what situation they were in, she would have made some big lifestyle changes. Because she had the opportunity to when she had the opportunity to, right?
Right.
And so, you know, sometimes it's that. The next thing it is having that strategy in place, that plan in place. We've talked about several times on the show, you know, we use a bucket theory. We keep 3 to 5 years set aside and we let the market work for us. We let investments work for us for your future. And we make sure that during downtimes, we have enough set aside. We aren't having to pull from that principle. You know, having a strategy set aside to be able to help you is so powerful. And it gives you a peace of mind. If I could tell you right now, you knew in retirement where the first 5 years of income was going to come from, no matter what the market did, would that make you feel okay?
Yes.
Absolutely. But why don't we take things from that approach? Why don't we try to always just go after the blood pressure medicine and forget everything else?
Because it's the easy way out.
It's the easy way out. But retirement isn't an easy way out. You're going to spend just as much time working for your retirement to be successful during retirement as you did saving to get to your retirement. And it all starts with looking at you first. We have a saying, could you? Could you do it? Could you look yourself in the face and figure out what needs to be done and do it? Probably.
Probably, yes.
Would you do it?
Hopefully.
Hopefully, right? Would you actually make those changes? And if so, when?
And sooner the better.
The sooner the better. Remember, this is our last week of our longevity awareness program. I encourage you, take advantage. Give us a call. Email us, lifeplanning@kennedy-financial.com, to get your free assessment, your longevity assessment, and see where you are at in retirement. And just consider this. If it took you a few hours to wipe away the worry for the next 20 to 40 years, would it be worth it?
Absolutely.
I think it is.
With that,
have a great week. My name is Angela Robinson here with Kennedy Financial Services, helping people live life on purpose. God bless you and take care.
Thank you for joining us for Life Planning 101, brought to you by Kennedy Financial Services of Eastland. Tune in every Monday morning at 8:30 on KATX and again on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock on KATX and KWBY for more Life Planning 101.
Advisory services offered through Smart Money Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Calton & Associates, Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Kennedy Financial Services, Incorporated is an independent of Calton & Associates. Associates Incorporated and Smart Money Group, LLC.